We're going to take some time now to remember a tragic weekend 2 years ago, 2019. And a warning, this story may be disturbing to some listeners. First came Saturday, August 3rd.
Panic in El Paso this morning when a day of shopping
let's go,
turned into horror with an active shooter on the loose.
A 21-year-old man opened fire at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. 23 people ultimately died in the shooting, which targeted Latinos. The alleged gunman wrote in a post online that he wanted to stop, quote, the Hispanic invasion of the state. The next day, Sunday, August 4th.
Let's go to Dayton, Ohio now, where the second mass shooting in the United States has occurred in just 13 hours. 9 people killed there.
A 24-year-old man opened fire in a historic district of Dayton. His sister was among the victims. Well, we wanted to know what the past 2 years have been like for survivors and their families, how their communities are coping. Here with us is Pastor Michael Grady in El Paso. His 35-year-old daughter, Michelle, was injured in the shooting. Pastor Grady, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you so much.
And Dion Green, who's with us from Dayton, Ohio. Today, he is remembering his father, Derek Fudge, who died beside him that evening. Dion Green, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for allowing me to be here to share my heart.
Well, I want to start with you. Dion, you were not injured that night. Your father was, and he died. And I will start by saying I'm so sorry. I imagine these last 2 years, some days have been better than others, but that none of them have been easy.
You're right. You know, some days I can make it through. Some days I feel like I have no energy. But, you know, for him protecting my life that night and allowing me to continue living, that's what gives me the strength to do what I've been doing around the country and fighting and being the voice for the voiceless and honoring every one of these family members.
Yeah. How did he protect your life?
You know, when the shooter came out, me and my dad were standing side by side. When I thought my father only got shot once, it was really 5 times. And I don't understand how not one of them bullets did not touch me. And it's something I still play back over and over again. How did I not get shot? How did I not die?
Yeah. How has, it sounds like obviously this has changed your family forever. How about your community? How has Dayton changed since the massacre in response to it?
Well, you know, to be honest, even though this is the second year anniversary, this is really the first year for the community because last year was a blur. You know, we couldn't be around each other, you know, due to COVID. So the families didn't really get to experience the love from the community. So today I'm having a event out here to remember the 9 lives for the community, for the family members to lean on each other, to cry, to love, to uplift and share what's on your heart. So I hope today to be a powerful day. It's going to be an emotional day, but also I want to bring joy and sunshine to our community.
Pastor Michael Grady, what about you? I mentioned your daughter, Michelle. She was shot 3 times. She survived. How is she doing?
Michelle is still recuperating. The emotional, psychological trauma still affects her. Some days are better than others because of the devastation that the bullets did. But she's strong, vibrant, and she may have to have another surgery, but we're praying that that will not be the case. But she's on a road to recovery still.
Amen.
And a question for each of you. When you speak to your family members, when you speak to friends about the day of the shooting, do you talk about the why? That, you know, the why did this happen? How could this have happened? Dion Green, I'll throw that to you first.
You know, just going through it and seeing there was a lot of telltale signs for our situation during to school I really feel that this could have been prevented. But I don't know. Right now, my heart is everywhere. I'm shaking. I barely can speak right now. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. And you take all the time you need. Hey, Pastor Grady, how about you? When you and your daughter talk about that day, do you talk about the why? And I guess I'm thinking in part, as we mentioned, the shooter saying he was there to target Latino people.
Yes, we talk about the why all the time. Because when I mentioned in the early days and even these days that my daughter, Michelle, was shot 3 times. People sometimes comment, I thought he came here to kill Mexicans. And of course, Michelle certainly is not a Mexican or Spanish descent. She's African-American. And so we talk about the why. We talk about the rhetoric that was happening during the time. I sort of blamed the rhetoric that came out of the highest levels of leadership in the nation to sort of give this gunman an understanding, you know, in his own mind that he was sort of doing the bidding of the administration as it was in those days.
Before I let you go, anything you two would like to say to each other?
My heart goes out to you and your family and to all the loved ones that lost their loved ones. And today's a rough day for me. I'm usually not shaking as I am, but I'm speaking to you in front of the area where my dad got killed, because I just placed the flowers here and I do it every year and I don't leave, because if I leave, I won't come back. So I sit here the whole day till the event starts. But I just want to send my love and condolence, and I'm here and any support. And it sucks what happened that night, but it brought the best out of me, because I continue to fight for survivors, to help them regain who they are, to speak, let it out, because we are stronger together, and we have to keep sharing our stories to till it hits the desk and create change. And I just continue, like, you stay strong and please keep doing what you're doing. And I just hope the family is take the time they need to keep healing.
Amen. Thank you. And Dion, again, my heart goes out to you and to your family and to those in Ohio who are experiencing the pain of loss. We keep saying that the people that were victims were lost. They were taken. Murder is about taking. This individual got on the road. He could have turned around at any point, but his hatred drove him to the city by the Rio Grande. So my prayer, Dion, is that you would continue to keep your head up. Know that change requires commitment, and because you are committed, we can only affect change. The last part of the Serenity Prayer says, "And the things I cannot change." But there are so many things that we can change. If we can get people excited about touching and coming together in unity, I believe, as the early church said in those days, they turned the world upside down. And so it's going to take the courage and the competence, the commitment and the consistency to not allow this to define you or to define your community. As we in El Paso, we have not allowed it to define us. One people, one struggle. So we continue to struggle together until change takes place.
Pastor Michael Grady in El Paso, Texas, and Dion Green in Dayton, Ohio, talking about shootings in their cities that upended their lives and ended other people's lives 2 years ago. Thank you to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
A final note. Dion Green and Michael Grady had never met or spoken before we asked them to talk to us. After we ended our conversation, they stayed on the line, exchanged phone numbers, and promised to talk again before the weekend.